We're here with Ken Rosenthal of FoxSports.com. Dan Heron, you broke the story. 1 year, $13 million to add to Strasburg, Gonzalez, and Zimmerman. Not bad by Mike Rizzo.
Not bad at all, assuming he's healthy. And that's the question with Dan Heron right now. How healthy is he? He had the back problem last year. The Red Sox and Cubs talked about trading for him before the Angels declined the option. They backed off, apparently because of physical reasons. So that's the one question. That said, he's Dan Heron. Started All-Star games. He's pitched in a lot of big games. And he's someone the Nationals in the 4 or 5 spot would really be doing well with, assuming, again, that he's physically sound.
And despite the back issues, he made almost all of his starts last year.
He did. He was on the DL for a little bit. And listen, his velocity was down. And he's not Dan Heron from 3 years ago. Okay. Nationals don't really need him to be Dan Heron from 3 years ago. They've got enough guys throwing 95. So it's kind of a bold signing in some ways, but I like it.
Is it bold because of the money?
And the
1 year?
The risk. Not the 1 year. The risk of the health. That is the one thing that's going to raise eyebrows throughout the industry. If he pitches like Dan Heron, it's not a question at all. I just think that other teams are not sure that he's still the same.
Kenny, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Craig.